This is WKAR Online. Reworking Michigan examines our evolving economy as citizens of the Great Lakes State explore new ways to make a living and build a future for their families. This week from Reworking Michigan, our Monday report looks at a local business that's moved within the walls of another business. Leon G. Jewelry moved from East Lansing into the Kosachek's men's clothing store in downtown Lansing 4 years ago. It's an unusual arrangement in Lansing. WKAR Scott Pohl reports on why they did it and how it's working out.
Soft music greets customers when they enter Kosachek's to shop for clothing or shoes or get a hairstyling in the salon. It's indicative of the comfort owner David Kosachek and Leon G. Jewelry owner Gary Geisen share in doing business with each other. Kosachek knew Leon G. Jewelry founder Leon Gudelski, and he also had developed a friendship with Geisen, who bought Gudelski's store in 1981. Kosachek describes the arrangement as a marriage of businesses with similar visions of customer service. He didn't want just any jeweler, and it wasn't meant solely to collect rent income. Having a fine jeweler inside a men's clothing store gives customers an appealing shopping option that Kosachek likes.
It makes your store more interesting, number one. And we are in the gift-giving business as well as taking care of people's immediate needs. And what better gift than beautiful jewelry for the lady or for a gentleman?
Once the notion of moving from East Lansing to a block from the state capital was raised, it took a couple of years of thinking and planning before Geisen agreed.
Business was going well. I had no really intentions of moving. In fact, it took me a little bit to say, let's do it. Our business ethics and how we run business were very similar. The comfort was there. When you move a business, though, you never know if your customers, existing customers, are going to follow you. I've been blessed that they have been.
Geisen sent out a mailer to his customers alerting them to the move, and being able to keep the same telephone number helped others find the new Leon G. location after closing the former store in November of 2008. Leon G. now occupies about 400 square feet inside the 9,000 square foot Kosachek's. Geisen says his monthly rent bill went down with the move, and while business isn't off the charts, the downturn in the economy being a factor, he's pleased with the result.
We're meeting new customers every day. Dave and I knew we had a few, you know, existing customers that we shared, so we knew that would make it a little bit more easier for them as well. But over the 3+ years I've been down here, yes, I've picked up some new customers from David.
For his part, Kosachek says it has worked the other way around, too.
Leon G. Jewelers has gained traffic from our store, from Kosachek's, and we have gained traffic from people that have came in to have their watch repaired or their ring cleaned, and they see a shirt or they see a suit or a tie. So there's a significant crossover.
Kosachek sells men's clothing, but he thinks having an on-site jewelry store has given more couples and women a reason to spend time and money there.
They're already here. They've already parked their car. They're enjoying themselves. And so while the husband perhaps is buying a suit, the lady is relaxed and she wanders over into the jewelry department, much to the husband's chagrin, and finds a beautiful pair of earrings or a ring that she just has to have before she leaves.
There's been a Kosachek store in this Washington Avenue location for more than 140 years. Leon G. Jewelry had built its own reputation with a 42-year history in a prime spot on Grand River Avenue in East Lansing. David Kosachek and Gary Geisen hope that by uniting their histories and the cachet of their names, they'll have many more years of success together. For WKAR Public Media, I'm Scott Pohl with Reworking Michigan.